Mark Hayes has been good enough to join me from Golf Australia. Masters update for the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro VX, the number one ball at the Masters. Welcome to you, Mark.
G'day, Dwayne. An amazing day of golf at Augusta National, as they always seem to be on the final round.
Yeah, the greens were slick. There was a little bit of pressure on Hideki Matsuyama in the closing holes, but once his main opposition hit water, it was all over.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be a bit of a stroll the last couple of holes, but till the 17th fairway, it was anyone's game. And Hideki Matsuyama, Japan will just be some sort of golfing fantasy land over there at the moment, because he just had the entire nation hanging on his every move. And when he stuck a four iron from the top of the hill on the 15th into the water behind the green, his lead shrunk from 4-2 very quickly. But remarkably, just as soon as Xander Schauffele had come back into play, he too had a triple bogey on the 16th, and the challenge sort of dissipated really quickly. But yeah, just a huge day for Japanese golf.
Were you surprised by Schauffele finding the water? Was he being too attacking? What was the method in his madness there?
No, I heard him talk afterwards. He said he hit it well and the wind just knocked it down out of the sky and turned it left and just landed on the bank and into the water. So he said he's got to add a different shot to his repertoire for next time he goes around there. But his damage really for him was done when he knocked his third one after he took a penalty drop into the crowd at the back. And there's just no stopping the ball on those greens if you're in the wrong spot. So, look, Schauffele's got a growing reputation as someone who's in the mix, probably not unlike Mark Leishman at majors, which is a great thing to be. But by the same token, they both want to get over the line at some point soon.
And overall, the Aussies were kind of better couple, like Mark Leishman in the firing line, but close enough, but not close enough.
Yeah, that's probably a fair assessment. I think they'll be disappointed with the chances. Leish just didn't have his best putting stroke on today. It was actually disappointing. He putted really well the first 2 days without playing well, and then when his irons were sharper on the weekend, his putter went cold. So it was top five in the Masters. There's nothing to sneeze at, obviously, but I think he'll be a bit flat the way his Sunday went. Cam Smith, his third top 10 at the Masters in 4 years, another great achievement, but again, probably just feels like another one slipped through to the keeper there. So yeah, it's not a bad result for the Aussies, but two in the top 10 of the Masters is nothing to sneeze at, as I say. But, you know, they'll probably rue one that got away.
So it's going to be massive now in Japan. First ever Masters winner that's been Japanese. It's going to be huge there. What do you think is going to be... I mean, they've got so many good sports people at the moment, Japan.
Yeah, it was really interesting, Dwayne, in the call on the CBS commentary. Nick Faldo actually said if Hideki Matsuyama hung on to win, which obviously he duly did, that he figured the golf was so large in Japan that Matsuyama would end up playing a part in the opening ceremony. It's so big would his result be, because golf's just crazy. They're crazy for golf in Japan. So, it's going to put a real sting in the Olympics. They've got a lot of great athletes, but he might be the number one man in terms of the Olympics for Japan in August. So it's incredible.
So could he hit a fire-lit ball to light the cauldron? Could we see that?
That's what we're thinking. I reckon we're going to see one of those arrows flying over the arena, or one of those Titleist Pro Vs you're talking about. One of them might be from a 7-iron from the other side of the arena. Might be the way to go.
7-iron? What's his favourite club? What's his best club?
The mid-irons to long irons. So, yeah, I reckon he could put one pretty close to a cauldron from about 180 metres. That'd be perfect.
That would be nice. What about the Australian coming summer of golf, Mark? Are you hearing what's looking like emerging from this COVID world, given that we're quite a few days now in Australia, especially in Victoria, with no new cases?
Yeah, I think there was some great news earlier today, Dwayne, in Queensland. Royal Queensland was announced as the host club of the Australian PGA Championship come early December, and we're just hopeful that we might get some good news around the Australian Open and the Women's Australian Open, and also the Vic Open for that matter in Bowen Heads a little later on in coming months. Basically, we're hopeful and in discussions with all the stakeholders, so we'll see where that lands.
Any chance of overseas players coming here, do you think, and playing our summer?
Well, that's the big sticking point. As soon as we can figure out the quarantine situation for overseas players arriving, then we'll be in business. Because right now, the 2 weeks in a hotel before you can play is the sticking point for the superstars to get here. They're otherwise keen, but that's obviously and understandably a sticking point, especially around their Christmas break time. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out, to be honest.
Yes, it will be interesting because the crowd gets so close to them. It's not like, say, the F1, for example, where you can isolate the drivers away from everybody. They're in a car, they're on the track, there's a fence or a wall between them. The players and the fans get so close to each other on a golf course, so that does make it a little more difficult. Great to have a chat to you, Mark. I really appreciate you giving us an update over the last couple of days, and let's hope we can talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dwayne.
Mark Hayes from Golf Australia for the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, the number one ball at the Masters, the number one ball in golf right now. Joe in Greenvale, before we take a break, you there, Joe?